Hi guys, long time no see. I think it's a new for this podcast. I've been along make this podcast since 20 and 21. It's because the pandemic era, my friend recommended me to use this. My friend Dia Putri recommended this. She very like to doing something like this, me too. But she like one step ahead in front of me. Okay, the reason why I want to make it a new era because I think like I'm not a consistent person, and I want to speak English well and need to find a place or something else to improving myself. I talk to a lot of person, I join a lot of things, hear a song, hear a lot of podcast or anything English, and it's been a lot of year I learned, and I think it's very improving me a lot, and I thank to my fast self because I try a lot. I'm making a lot of mistake, a lot of misspelling or anything else when I learn English, but today here I am. I speaking English a little bit well, not too well, a little bit well, and I want to still improving. I think English is one of recommended language to us to know, and I found in this digital era like a lot of technologies develop, and we can learn so easily, but a lot of person like not too confident to learn because they need try, I think. And what is the interesting one for me, it's OpenAI or ChatGPT. I think you know about this. And in this section, the first time I want to using ChatGPT in this podcast, I ask a lot of about ChatGPT, a lot of something I think I can discuss with someone, with no one else, but I ask ChatGPT like what? Yes, like that. I'm so boring, and I open ChatGPT and ask them like a lot of interesting question. And when I watching YouTube short or Reels, Instagram, or TikToks, I found that you can use a GPT more useful, like this one. I search a lot about how to recommend it as like a movie, or the text, or any question we want to ask them. And the one question is about the mental health. I think we need to concern about this one because mental health is important thing. And you know, I asked ChatGPT about that, and the answer is make me feel like yes, we need to concern about this. Mental health has become increasingly important in this digital era for several reasons. This ChatGPT answer. Rising awareness. There has been a significant increase in awareness and understanding of mental health issues. People are recognized the importance of mental well-being and the impact it has on overall quality of life. Okay, the first one, I using English to ask ChatGPT, and the answer is English too. I learn. Sometimes I didn't understand why they using mental well-being, not mental health, like we used. But I think it's the correct grammar. I think it's grammatical correct I use. But ChatGPT is very useful and not blame us. Like it's not the right question like that. And the second one is stress and pressure. Modern life is often characterized by high level of stress, pressure, and constant stimulation factor such as work demand, financial, or anything else. Yes, the most we using social media a lot, I think our stress or pressure is higher than we not using it. I don't know why, but when I see social media a lot, I using social media a lot, I think like, why my life is not like other life? I ask about myself like, what happened to me? Why I didn't reach like what other reach? What I didn't get like what other get? Why I didn't have like what other have? Or something like that. And then I ask myself again, why I want to have what some people have? I don't know what the backstory is about that. But every time I using Instagram, keep scrolling, I see like a lot of person having a happy life. Like they have a very, very happy life. And what's about me? I have a lot of problems. Like I can manage it sometimes. But having a stress is very, 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 yes, it's happened to every single person in our life. And that's not the problem, but the problem is how we manage it. Yes, how we manage our stress, something like that. And in this modern life, we see a lot of thing in every single country, every single place in the world so easily. But the easily we can connect with other people, the easily we can unconnect it with the person next to us. I hope you realize it. Like when we sit down the next to someone, we didn't say anything to them, but we keep testing other people, I don't know when, where, well, something like that. And sometimes we gathering others, like having time with others, but we didn't speak to them and keep playing our phone or something like that. And that's the thing I feeling like, yeah, why we keep doing something like this? Why we cannot put our phone and see a lot of interesting around us, like the nature, the person in front of us, our real life, not our social media life, but our real life, the person who really mean to us. Yes, I love to speaking about this one, and I love to discuss about this one. Yes, the mental health issue is very, very important in this digital era. If you feel like you a lot to consume a social medias or a lot of information to your mind, it's give you a lot of pressure and stress. So I think the best solution is to put your phone, breathing, and see there is not too hard like you see, and your life is not too, I think it's a hard life, but if you feeling like you can struggling, you want to try, you can manage it while well, you can manage I don't know what I want to say. I'm so sorry. And that's the important thing, is you have someone else, like you can talk with them, you can sharing your day and not only focusing on your phone. Because in this modern era, in this digital era, a lot of information we get so easily, but keep that not important to us to know, is make us stress too. So I think to decrease that will make our life is better. It's not easy. I think a lot of person is like to keep scrolling everything, me too. But to decrease that is having a real life one, like talking with others, doing tasks, finish your job, writing or reading or something else. doing work, like make a body not to stress, but not our mind not to stress, but our body keep going. Yes, like doing anything else. But I recommend it to you, if you cannot talk to someone, you can write it. Like, write, yes. Write anything in your mind you cannot share with others, or reading anything else. But if you feeling like you don't have too much energy to do that, doing something else, don't to focus on your mind. Sometimes we have a stress because we to focus on our mind, and sometimes it's not happen. So focus on your daily work, focus on your body, doing anything else who can make it you more productive. Okay, that's all. Maybe I hope you understand what I'm saying today. You can give me a suggestion. I think I have a lot of misspelling, but I want to thank to every single person who have a kind heart, doing well, keep going, either and they feeling stressed or not. I hope you can enjoy your day. I think so. And don't forget to take rest. This life is only life. Yes. See you in the next time. Bye bye. Assalamualaikum.